This evening, I'd like to offer a guided meditation on metta, a Pali word, sometimes translated as loving kindness or friendship. One translation I like is goodwill. We cultivate this quality of goodwill toward ourselves and all beings. It's very central to insight practice, to meditation practice, and very, very essential, important, as was mentioned in the Dharma talk today. Now we're looking carefully, we're looking with clear eyes at our minds and our hearts. We're stopping kind of living in denial, which is another way of saying ignorance of what drives us. We're stopping distracting ourselves, avoiding, pushing away, acting out all of our impulses or many of our impulses, being driven by them. So, of course, it's not something that we just snap our fingers and things change, but it's a training. It's a process where we're training the mind, we're training our speech and our actions to come from a place of more wholeness, more wisdom, more love. This is what plants the seeds of awakening. So these loving kindness or goodwill, along with three other qualities of heart, are taught as kind of the heart of the Buddha, the qualities of heart of an awakened being. So love, along with compassion and joy in, especially empathetic joy in seeing other people's happiness, taking joy in that, and equanimity, having a mind which is balanced. These qualities are innate to us, and they also can be cultivated. And it's very important to cultivate them when we're doing this insight practice, to balance and to nourish and to support the courage of looking with clear eyes at some stuff that's not so easy to look at. And when we want to be honest, and I think that meditation in one way is a practice of deep honesty. When we want to be honest, we also need to be kind to ourselves and kind to others. So I'd like to offer a practice coming from the Thich Nhat Hanh tradition. I think this practice was taught by Thich Nhat Hanh, and I'm going to kind of develop it in a little different way, but. He has a way of teaching mindfulness of breathing, which is there's just a sweetness and a gentle joy and love to the way he teaches mindfulness practice. Very often when he teaches, he says he invites us as meditators to say a few simple words as we breathe in and out. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. And Thich Nhat Hanh brings this quality of smiling to the practice of mindfulness of breathing a lot, to smile in our hearts, to bring a gentle smile, just a very subtle smile to our faces as we do the practice. And just doing that in such a subtle way uplifts the heart. It relaxes the face also, because when we have just not a grin, but just a suggestion of a smile, like a Buddha smile, like that one up there on the wall. It's just such a beautiful little smile that you can see. And the face just relaxes the face, uplifts the heart. So so Thich Nhat Hanh offered a guided meditation to smiling, breathing in and smiling at different parts of the body. And so I'd like to explore that. I've never led a meditation like this meditation before, but I do really like that it connects with the breathing practice that we're doing. So please take a comfortable seat, a seat that feels balanced and alert. And feel the breath in your heart. And as you breathe in, let the breath calm the body. And as you breathe out, just feel like you're sending a smile out as you breathe into the heart and as you breathe out, like you're breathing out a smile from your heart. Breathing out a quality of goodwill, a quality of kindness. Breathing in, feeling the body, and breathing out and smiling. And now as you breathe in and breathe out, direct your smile and your breath to your eyes. Smiling at your eyes. Inviting your eyes to relax. Inviting your eyes to feel bright. Appreciating your eyes. As you breathe in and breathe out, send your smile to your face. Your face, which is so much out in the world. Smiling into your face, into your mouth, your jaw, your skull, your ears. Breathing in and smiling toward your ears, sending goodwill, appreciation for the capacity to hear. And this goodwill is also a quality of rest, a quality of acceptance, a quality of healing. Thich Nhat Hanh talks about how we forget how to heal ourselves because healing is done very much through resting. When we rest, very often nature heals us, our bodies heal us. And so inviting, as you breathe, this love and kindness and goodwill into your body, inviting it to rest, inviting it to heal. If there are places of pain, places of woundedness, physical or emotional, not trying to make something happen in any forceful way, but just inviting that wholesomeness through your breath. Feeling the breath in your neck, your throat, your shoulders. Breathing in and smiling at these parts of your body. Breathing in and smiling at your heart. Inviting your heart to relax, to be unguarded, undefended, letting the armor around your heart melt away. Breathing in and smiling at your whole chest area, the chest and back. Breathing in and smiling to your belly. Especially smiling with an extra love to those parts of the body that you judge, that you think don't look nice, that you feel embarrassed about. Maybe you feel they're too big or too little or not shaped right. Smiling especially warmly to those parts of the body. Breathing and smiling into your hips, your lower back, your groin, whole pelvic region. The whole torso, from the shoulders to the buttocks, breathing and smiling, appreciating the vitality of your body, appreciating the life in your body. Breathing and smiling to your arms and your hands. Arms that can hug, hands that can caress, or can build, or can hurt, or can make beautiful things, or cook and feed people, or garden. Skillful hands. Perhaps hands with a little bit of arthritis or soreness in the joints. Smile into those hands. With each smile, with each out-breath, smiling out-breath, connect with a sense of kindness and goodwill. Caring for this being who you have known so intimately for all these years, and at the same time, who is still a mystery. Breathing and smiling into your thighs, your knees, your lower legs and feet. Legs and feet which work so hard supporting your weight, taking you places. Standing patiently online, or maybe impatiently. And now breathing and smiling to the sense of me, the sense of I am this person. All the ideas we have about who we are, who we should be, who we're not enough of. So many places where we feel we fall short. So many ways that we perhaps feel that we are trying to be something, but it always eludes us. And as we breathe and smile, connecting with all those many, many selves that we create in our minds, perhaps breathe and smile to that innocent child who is still alive in you. Breathing and smiling to the playful one, the joyful one. Perhaps this child has been pushed away or denied. And with love and a smile, just inviting this innocence, this child who is curious, who wants to know, who wants to try things, inviting that child to peek out and connect. And breathe and smile into your whole being, your whole body, your whole mind, all of many habits that we have. Just with a sense of love and acceptance and compassion, care. And just continue that for just another minute, breathing and smiling into yourself, offering that love, that goodwill, that friendship, that complete acceptance, full acceptance of everything that you are. Maybe you notice that there's a quality, a kind of energy, or just a feeling in the heart of contentment or kindness or love. If you feel that, just connect with that feeling, notice it. And if not, that's fine. Just keep bringing that intention of loving and accepting and caring for every part of yourself. And now bring to mind some other person that you feel very close to. It could be somebody that has been a great support in your life, perhaps maybe a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or teacher, somebody who's really reflected back to you a kind of faith in you, a support, a valuing of who you are. Could be somebody from long ago, could be somebody recent. And bring a sense of that person being present with you, maybe if you can. Bring that person's face or sense of their being with you into your visual space or your felt space. And bring to mind that just as you have experienced yourself from the inside and connected with all the different parts of your body and mind, that this person that you so appreciate, who's been just a beneficial influence in your life, also has that experience. That experience of perhaps feeling happy about some parts of themselves, feeling proud of themselves, feeling lacking, liking some parts, not liking other parts. And breathe and smile your goodwill toward that whole person's body and mind, toward their face, their heart, breathing in and smiling, sending goodwill, sending appreciation and love, gratitude perhaps, toward this person, maybe the way they looked at you. Maybe you can remember their eyes or their smile, or maybe you remember their embrace. You think of their embrace. Maybe it's a child. It could even be an animal. It could be a non-human being, if that's what's strongest for you. Sometimes our dearest ones can be non-human beings, and that's okay. Breathing and smiling at that person's, into that person's whole being, that person's eyes, mouth, face. Your whole body. Your arms. their legs, their torso, appreciating who they are, sending love, and your deep wish that they love themselves also, as you love them, as you appreciate them, as you value them. May they love themselves as well. May they find deep roots in loving kindness toward themselves. And now bring to mind someone that you don't know very well, but you might recognize perhaps at the grocery store or in your neighborhood, somebody who's kind of neutral in how you feel about them. You don't feel very close, but nor do you feel anything negative or unpleasant. So a person who's kind of neutral that you can envision, that you see, maybe at your place of work. And bring this person into proximity with you. And bring to mind that this person too has an interior life, has their joys and sorrows, that they also want to be happy, they want to be content, that they sometimes suffer. Perhaps maybe they suffer a lot. We probably don't know. And in the same way, send that breathing, smiling energy, that energy of kindness and goodwill, breathing into the heart, breathing out and smiling. And wishing that this person may also feel content in their own lives. May not judge themselves, be harsh with themselves. May feel the same kindness that you are directing to them, toward themselves. Breathing at their face, their eyes, their mouth, their ears, arms and hands, their whole torso, and legs and feet. Aware that they also inhabit their bodies, as you inhabit yours. Their body also wants to experience comfort and not pain. And just for another moment, or a minute, just sending that kindness, that smiling friendship with your breath toward this person who feels neutral to you. And now bring another person into your imagination or your felt sense. Somebody who you feel more distant from. Maybe you feel it's difficult to be with this person. There's friction. It's always or usually hard to communicate. It just feels unpleasant in some way. Maybe it's some way that they talk or assumptions that they make. Or maybe you don't really know why. But make space for this person. And breathe and smile toward them as well. Imagine their face. Maybe it feels a little bit more, less easy to do that for this person. But bring to mind how they also inhabit their own being, their own body and mind. They also want to experience comfort and ease, well-being, and they don't want to experience pain and sorrow. Maybe they don't know about the things that cause you difficulty, or maybe they can't help themselves. Maybe as you breathe and smile, your goodwill might be also mixed with compassion. Maybe they're a person who gets in their own way sometimes, gets in the way of their own happiness with some unskillful behavior. And you have compassion for that. Breathing and smiling, offering your goodwill to this person, to their face, their eyes, their mouth, their arms and hands, to their chest and torso. Legs, feet, this whole being. This person who has their own inner life. And wishing them well, wishing that they may be free from sorrow and regret, wishing that they may experience joy and well-being. And coming back to your own body, feeling the breath in your body, breathing and smiling. And imagine that your breath is moving out from your body in all directions, from every pore in your skin, breathing and smiling to all the creatures of the earth, the creatures of the air, all the birds, the insects, creatures of the waters, the fish, and the great mammals of the sea and oceans, the earth, all the creatures of the earth, from the tiniest organism to the great inhabitants of the jungles and forests, the elephants, the lions, the bears, all creatures in all their amazing diversity, and with compassion too for their losing their habitats. Wishing them well, sending your joy, your love, your appreciation to all of them. And to the earth herself, Mother Earth. So grateful for the life that we live in interdependence with Mother Earth and all her creatures. Breathing and smiling in all directions, sending our love, our compassion, our care, our joy, our equanimity, holding all. And offering this this intention, which also perhaps we can bring with it our own intention to work for the benefit of beings. So this intention, may all beings be safe. May all beings have what they need to live. May all beings be happy and be free. And may my life and my practice work for the benefit and well-being and freedom of all beings everywhere.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.